Over with Mike Flood coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400 and our community connection this morning, talking things over with Tourism Director from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Independence, Kansas. And first of all, you and I have talked, but it's been a while. Mike Flood, good morning. How's things in Indy?
Well, things are just fine. I had to rush out and roll up the windows on my car due to a little sprinkling going on out there.
I noticed that on our radar, the Tate Boys Interactive Color Weather Radar, showing a little bit rainfall in Independence. I've got mostly blue skies and sunshine right now, so weather is different to what is about a 45 or 50 minute drive north from Bartlesville to Independence. You've got Shenandoah coming to town here in just a couple of weeks or so.
That's right. It's going to be the Shenandoah Reloaded Tour Concert in Independence on Friday, August 19th at 8 p.m. at the historic Memorial Hall.
That is a great place to be. Been there numerous times for everything from high school graduation to Neowalla events, and you use it well. It's a great place to and a wonderful venue for all kinds of entertainment going on.
It is, and we've, we're trying to kind of do more things in there now, Charlie. We started, in 2015 in October, we had the Oak Ridge Boys, mm-hmm. which are, of course, synonymous with Independence, and Independence native Jim Halsey, who's been their manager for 42 years.
And that was an excellent.
And then we had an event that has been in the Tulsa area for its entirety, called the National Fiddler Hall of Fame Annual Gala, and we had that in April. Had a great packed house and lots of fiddling going on. And then no sooner did we get that over with than we had an opportunity to book Shenandoah, which has been somewhat dormant for quite a few years, but in the late 80s, early 90s, they were one of the hottest bands in country music. In fact, they had 13 number one hits. They had 9 studio albums. They had 3 gold records, had a Grammy Award. And they're back touring now. And they've got their lead singer, Marty Rabin, mm-hmm. which is not, it's not Shenandoah without Marty.
No, that's kind of like, you can call it the Beach Boys, but unless you got, Mike Love and the regular Beach Boys guys, it may be their sound, but it's just not them.
That's right, and they've got, Shenandoah's got so much going on right now. Of course, they spent May in Nashville and played on the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. Of course, not just anyone plays on the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. Then they spent some time there in Nashville for the CMA Fest, and while they were there, Rolling Stone magazine said they're a top 30 act to see.
They are just kind of like fine wine. They just keep getting better with age. And I think I saw something about like 70 live performances by the end of the year.
That's right. That's what I'm told. And that's a pretty big jump for them when they haven't been touring. And they've got a new agency handling them, Cole Johnstone. The Johnstone Agency is taking care of them, and he's directly managing their career and also booking them. And, man, he's going to town. And there's several dates here in the Midwest, in Kansas, and in Oklahoma as well. But we're excited about having them because they fit our wheelhouse, frankly, in Independence. We're a country music place here with the fact that Mr. Halsey has been from here and booked acts here since 1949. And brought so many good acts here, and we just think they fit well, and we're looking forward to having them in Memorial Hall, which, as you mentioned earlier, is kind of special, and I think there's an aura, if I said that correctly.
I think that fits very well, yeah.
And many of the artists and people that have come to shows there say that. It's just the neatest place to go see a show, and it's comfortable, it's got, of course, it's old, but it's been renovated, and it's got high technology, got $250,000 sound system. So you're going to hear Shenandoah very well in Memorial Hall, and it's just going to be a great experience. There's not a bad seat in the house on the lower level, and people will really enjoy it. And look forward to seeing the folks from all around the area to come to Independence and enjoy the fun.
Absolutely. When you mentioned the main floor, which of course is the easiest and the most accessible place for anyone that wants to come in. And by the way, you are handicapped accessible and got some great seating. But you know, I enjoy watching the show just as well from the balcony. It is a three quarters around the room balcony, and really, if you want to get up close to the stage, you're going to get a great view, and of course, excellent sound from some of those balcony seats as well. So either way, come on out and get your tickets. I think they go on sale, is it August 8th? Is that right?
Well, actually, they're on sale now.
Oh, Charlie. Okay.
They've
okay.
been on sale for some time now online, and people can go online to a couple different places to access the online ticketing, which independenceks.gov is one of the websites that you can go to, which is the City of Independence's website, and they're co-sponsoring this event. And then indkschamber.org is the chamber's website. And you go to those site, and you'll immediately see a big picture of Shenandoah and then a big red button to purchase tickets. And that'll take you to a website. It's all reserved seating, Charlie.
Okay.
You can go online. You can see your seats. You can pick them, and you can pay for them right there online. And yes, indeed, our box office is going to open on August the 8th, and that will be at Memorial Hall, and people can come in person there and buy tickets, or they can call in on the phone. And if you don't mind, I'll mention the phone number here.
Please do.
Which is 620-205-7197. So on August the 8th, you can still buy online, you can call in, or you can come to Independence, and we'd love to see you. And we've got a good pricing on tickets, and we did this purposely to give everybody an opportunity. And the balcony is special, too. Now, we don't plan to open the balcony until we're sold out. If we sell out, for example, one of the tickets like 1950, then we'll open the balcony immediately up and
sure.
let people go up there, and it's completely ready to use. It's just that we've learned that it's kind of nice to have a show that's kind of intimate with everybody down front, close to the stage and everything, and so that's kind of what we're planning to do. But be sure that we will open that balcony if necessary.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I look at the list of performers that have been in Memorial Hall, and this is just an incomplete list because I know I've seen other acts there. It's not on the list, but Jim Brickman was there a couple of years ago, but Reba has played there, Ray Price, Will Rogers, REO Speedwagon, Three Dog Night, Roy Clark, and adding to that list now with the Oak Ridge Boys. It's just a place that a lot of people have played great music.
That's right, and it just goes on, and I wish we would have created a Hall of Fame, there in Memorial Hall over the years, because we've had so many top artists, Mr. Halsey, when he was the largest agency in the world up to about 1990, mm-hmm. he always brought his new acts and many of his acts to Independence and to Memorial Hall, and started back in 1949. He's been still doing it.
Yeah, that's one nice thing about Bartlesville Community Center. You go backstage to the green room there, and the autographed pictures of all the people that have performed there, taking it back from the opening performance all the way through this past summer. It's you look at the pictures of the people that have played there, and it is amazing. And if you were to put all the cast of names that have played there, I'm sure it would be an equally impressive picture list up and down the wall.
You're right, it would be. And someday we may put together an exhibit, posters and things to show that.
Now, You probably don't know the list of songs that Shenandoah is going to play. Every group likes to showcase their new stuff, but I know these guys are showmen, and they're going to not neglect any of their hits.
No, they won't. It'll be heavy on their hits. I'm sure they are going to mix in some of their new material. They actually have a new gospel album already out, and I was trying to look for the name of it, but it's out and it's on sale and everything. And they also have a new country album that's going to be coming out. I don't think it's going to be until after our show. I'm hoping maybe they will have some of the CDs, but I'm not expecting it. But they'll mix some of it in, but you'll be sure that you'll hear the big ones, you know, the Two Dozen Roses, the mm-hmm. Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart, which is the one with Alison Krauss. Of course, Alison won't be here. If she is, I'll be surprised.
Well, you never know. Sometimes they bring surprise guests, but yeah, you're right. I wouldn't expect her.
Yeah. And that's I think we'll hear everything. And, you know, I've been scouting them out since we decided to book them in here. And they're playing really, really well. And they're sounding really well. And, you know, it, like you said, they're like an old wine. You know, it's just they just sound so much richer and everything now. Their voices have matured and they sound, I think, better than they did. And Marty Raven is just got a wonderful voice, and he's got that gospel background, he's got the bluegrass background, and certainly the country expertise, and he still has his old buddy Mike McGuire with him too, that's the drummer,
right?
And so the two main guys, I guess there was three originally that founded the group, and I don't know what happened to the one. He may be just deceased, but Marty Raven and Mike McGuire are with the group, and they got a really good band behind them. I don't have the name for their lead guitar player, but there's been those that say he's one of the best out there.
Well, I have confidence that they would make the proper selection that is a good mix for those guys. And and you know, when you're recruiting a new member for a band to replace, you know, somebody that's been classic performer, for lack of a better term, you're going to pick somebody that musically is a good blend and also personally you can get along with. So we're going to show a little confidence in the leadership there and say they've got a great group all the way around.
You bet.
I'm going to take a quick break, and we will continue in just a moment with Mike Flood. He's Tourism Director for the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Shenandoah Reloaded, coming to Independence in just about a month. Tickets are available. More in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Continuing our time with Mike Flood, and he is, again, the Tourism Director for the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and Shenandoah Reloaded coming with their tour in Independence. And, again, you can buy your tickets online. You can buy them at the box office coming up in August. And, Mike, this is just one of many things going on in your community, and for a tourism director, it stands to reason you've always got something good to talk about.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I've just been the tourism director here a little over a year, and that was after a very long tour in the cable television business.
Mm-hmm.
And but all through the years, I've been involved with Niwala, of course, Kansas' largest annual celebration.
That is
just
a marvelous celebration. People need to get up there for everything, whether it's the parade or the Queen competition, or the actually three parades. I don't want to neglect the others too. I just was thinking about the big Saturday morning parade. But the Independence community does things very well.
That's right, and it's the most amazing community I've ever been to. And you know, I moved here in 19. I'm from Kansas, of course, but I moved here in 1979, and I think it was the first day that Independence got in my blood, and it's been that way ever since. And got involved with Niwala. You know, that turned out to be involvement in the music part of Niwala. Of course, I was a generalissimo
mm-hmm.
there back in 94, but I was directly involved with helping book and put on many of the country shows and professional shows at Memorial Hall. And that's, frankly, I think one of the reasons why I'm here at the Chamber now is I like doing music. I like entertaining people. And we're pulling out all stops on this show, Charlie, to make it a real experience for people.
Well, you've got the largest auditorium in Southeast Kansas, and so it makes sense that you would want to book as many big-name acts in there throughout the year as you can. And we're just highlighting the latest rendition with Shenandoah, and I think this is going to work out really, really well for you. I expect at least each of the ticket prices to sell well, but particularly when you get down to that $19.50, that means that you can take a family out and still really have a great time for not a whole lot of money.
That's right. And in the past, usually we would not have the cheaper seats in the lower level, but I really thought that's my own personal decision that we ought to have some of the lower price seats in the lower level, particularly for people that are handicapped and so forth, that there's a seat there for everybody. And we are handicap accessible. We do have handicapped seats in the lower level. But, of course, we don't have an elevator to the balcony, so there's no handicap access up there. But we have it on the lower level, and there's not a thing to worry about. And it's just the way we want to do it. They are getting higher prices in other places, but, we wanted it to fit our community, and not just our community, but the general area. We have, I think, about 20 communities represented in the ticket sales, including, of course, Kansas.
Sure.
And Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri. I think we've even got some tickets from Nebraska. So people know about Independence and Historic Memorial Hall, and I think ticket sales are increasing every day. We had the biggest day of sales yesterday since we've started selling. I think that's a sign of getting close to concert date time. We're just about, 5 weeks away,
mm-hmm.
and it's picking up.
Well, I think it should, and I think after Bartlesville hears what you and I are talking about this morning, you're likely to see some more Northeast Oklahoma ticket sales for this one, because Shenandoah certainly has a great following, and I think people have the CDs, or they've got it on their phone, maybe as an MP3. We play it frequently on Real Country 104.9 K-Rig, and it's, we highlight classic country, and it doesn't get more classic, I think, than a lot of things that Shenandoah does.
That's right. That's right. They just really fit that. And, they've not been out there for a while. And I don't know if people haven't been listening to their music or not, but I encourage them to get online, YouTube, Shenandoah site, and see and hear some of their videos and songs. Then you'll remember, because that's what so many people are telling me now, is once we listen to them again, we realize, oh, man, they are good.
Yeah. You were looking for the title of that that gospel album that they recently recorded. Good News Travels Fast is the name of that one that I found. I guess things are their first album in 10 years, so it really says a lot about what they're doing right now.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to – I don't have a copy of that yet, and I want to obtain it and listen to it, because I like gospel music myself, and many other people do. And, many of the country artists have a gospel background, and I'm sure glad they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we need that more. And then they've got, a new country album that's going to come out soon, and I don't know anything about that, except they got a big-time producer that's producing it for them. And I'm trying to think, he's one of the guys in Rascal Flatts and is known to be a really great producer as well. So they got some big guns going on, and they're loading the guns, and they're coming to Independence, and I'm looking forward to it, because I think we kind of got in the early stages of their new tour, and that really was a good thing, I think. And Independence, like we've already said quite a bit, is a great place to come watch a concert, and it's a great downtown. Folks will really like it, because, of course, Memorial Hall is right downtown, and we have one of the greatest streetscapes with, you can walk the, you know, as a matter of fact, you'll have to park throughout the downtown. All the parking, of course, is very close to Memorial Hall.
Sure.
But you'll get to see Independence and its glory, and that we are so spoiled with here in Independence.
Well, go online and buy your tickets now. Get them today, independenceks.gov or indkschamber.org. And, of course, I think you can also can you buy by phone now, Mike, or is it just those two websites?
Yeah, we can help that with that. You can call here at the Chamber, which is 620-331-1890. And I have the ability to help people over the phone here. We haven't publicized that a lot, but we are doing that because we want people to be able to get their tickets and be able to pick their actual seats and sit where they want to. And we'll be glad to help.
Okay, Mike Flood with us this morning. He's the tourism director for the Independence Chamber. Shenandoah Reloaded, coming to Independence next month.
In news, I'm Randy Renner. The Oklahoma City Fraternal Order of Police asking Oklahoma City Police Chief Bill City to allow officers to carry their own personal